A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. I am Kip Stube in Maryland.
Ndini Tandonoka Wande, Tirukutara Pamudi, Tivakuno, Washington, D.C., Tinokutigam Zem Shurongwache Live Talk.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about COVID-19 figures worldwide and Christmas holidays.
Zvinazvina kumira zvakanaka maererano nechirwere cheCOVID-19 pasi pose. Iko zvino muZimbabwe tine vanhu vanopfuura zviuru gumi nezviviri, more than 12,000 vakavabatwa nechirwere ichi. Asiwo zvinofadzawo kuti pavanhu vose vavo vanhu vanopfuura gumi rezviuru kana kuti more than 10,000 vakarikavha kubva kuchirwere ichi. Pasi pose tiri kutarisa kuti pane vanhu vanopfuura mamiriyoni makumi masere, 80 million vakabatwa nechirwere ichi. Asi panongoita miriyoni nechidimbu vakapora, miriyoni nechidimbu, 1.7 million vakafa nechirwere ichi pasi pose. Muno muAmerica mune njodzi huru nekuti chirwere ichi chichikuramba chichipararira zvine simba. Kune vanhu vanosvika 19 million vakabatwa nezvirwere izvozvi, asi vanhu vafa vari kuita 329,000 kupfuura 329,000. Saka chirwere ichi chiri pakaipa, hazvisi kubatsira kuti iko zvino izvi kwakutaurwazve zvimwe zvakubuda naparutivi, asi zviri zvinhu zvakangobatana nechirwere checoronavirus. Saka ndiyo nyaya yatoda kuti titarise iyoyo kuti tinozvifambisa sei zvatajaira makore ose kana iri Christmas, kuti tinozvifambisa sei tabatwa mbira dzakondo nechirwere ichi. Jure.
Tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, as we said, we're talking about COVID-19 and Christmas holidays, and according to the Ministry of Health, there are over 12,000 people who have contracted COVID-19 since March this year in Zimbabwe. And out of this number, 10,314 have recovered and 339 have actually died. And worldwide, according to Johns Hopkins University, there are over 80 million cases and 1.7 million people have died. In USA, it seems as if USA has got the largest number of people with COVID-19. There are almost 19 million people that have contracted COVID-19. And out of this number, 329,124 have actually died. So let's not forget that today is Christmas Day as well. I hope you are enjoying yourselves, but we know that COVID-19 is causing havoc. So Zulanda was here, one of the before we invite our guests, Tandonoka Wande, we've got some people who sent us audios, concerning Christmas. Let's listen to some of the audios and hear what people are saying about Christmas. There we go.
Yes, salbonan, salbonan, basaga, zabashe, lenjane, mina ngiyaphila, ngikhuluma lo ngwenya lapha eGoli, eSandton, la engisebenzela khona. Hey, kunzima man. Hayi, impilo enzima, siyafisa lokuya emakhaya. Kodwa hayi kuyala, kodwa ke hayi abanye baphumelela bahamba. Siyethemba ukuthi lati ngelindanga kuzaze kulunge. Siyofika emakhaya siyebona abazali lezihlobo. Hawu, kade sagcina ukuba sekhaya nje kuyiChristmas sihlangane. Eyi, kuba nzima manje. Lo mkhuhlane lo lasilo ngoba nakho manje la eSouth Africa futhi sokuqala phansi, sokusiba nzima kakhulu. Asazi ukuthi kuyophetha ngani, kodwa uNkulunkulu emuhle, silethemba ukuthi so uzosiphephisa. Mina ngiyabingelela abazali bami ezweni lokuzalwa le elipane umama ongizalayo onasuku nobaba nabafowethu bonke abakulana indawo leya ngithi abaphile ngegama lenkosi uNkulunkulu uma evuma ngelinye ilanga sizohlangana ngiyabonga kakhulu nandiphile lapho sihlange singabaphilile ngiphinde futhi ngibingelele imuli yami ngoba nami senginemuli ingane zami uLindiwe siyabonga umnqobi nomamazi umama kaLindiwe elipane ngithi abaphile ngegama lenkosi ngelinye lamalanga hhayi sobonana uma inkosi ivuma ngoba phela konke kuhlelwa ngumdali
salibonani salibonani mahlabezulu salibonani mthuka zokunama salibingelela abantu bonke abantu basezimbabwe lonke salibingelela silikhulumise izindawo ngezindawo kwelilanga lekhisimusi namhlanje sithi abantu abadlala ikhisimusi kahle bedlala ikhisimusi kahle belandela imigomo lemibandela abayinikwa ngoprezidenti babo emazweni siyacela yabulala ikorona yabulala ikorona yabulala lo mkhuhlane siyacela beziphathe kahle abantu bekujabuleni bejabule kahle bedlale kahle.
Ngizathanda lami ukuthi ngazise kakhulu izizalwane kakhulu ezithatha uhambo okanye ngithi ezisehambeni eziya emakhaya eZimbabwe. Njengoba sizwa kuthiwa kunesiminye eminye khona ngale mboda and then sekunabantu about ishumi nanhlanu asebethe balahlekelwa imiphefumulo yabo. Lusizo olukhulu kakhulu lolo sikhala nezihlobo zalabo bantu ngoba ma ngithatha ukubheka bakithi hayi umonakalo uya ngokuya ulokhu ukhula ulokhu sanda vela umonakalo. Enginethemba ngizokuthiwa khona kunamalayini khona ngale eboda iqueue zakhona zinde impela okunye okudida uhlanya ongakuthi ma ngithatha ukubheka angiboni nokuthi khona ikhonokho i-social distancing khona lapho.
Happy happy basakazi be-Studio 7 ngiyalihalalisela ku-2020 noma u-2020 engazange asiphathe kahle sonke umhlaba wonke jikelele kodwa ngithi hhayi asiphileni
so these are some of the people one day, you know, they are saying a lot of things here, you know, yeah. Ranging from COVID-19, you know, voters, you know, that where people are facing problems, especially in Bembridge. People are saying it's difficult to cross there. So so we are happy that people are sending us messages. Over to you.
Yes. You know, you can tell from what they are saying that the people are really under a lot of strain.
Mm-hmm.
They are not free. Apart from the economic problems that they are facing, they now also have to deal with the COVID-19, which is extremely, extremely antisocial. There's very little they can do without putting themselves in danger. So we've got a double-barreled situation here, and people have very, very, very little room to maneuver. That's very unfortunate.
Yes, we also have some people who sent us some Shona messages. Let's listen to what they're saying.
Ndinoda kutenda, toda kutenda, nokuda kemabiko ekhisimusi akasinda. Tichichengetwa na mwari, tichichengetwa nedenga, pangwa ile mabiko ekhisimusi. Tichitenda mwari nebabadishisa, babna January to December. Azinabuwa nyore. Zaikwa ni nyasha za umari. Saka ndova tuda kutenda lichikwazi saa. Hama zose zirimu Zimbabwe. Zandoda kubata sikuru aparafeni. Varikuma cheke. Ndoda kukwazi saa mbuya wangu. Mbuya amsengwa. Mbuya amsengwa. Varikuwa mtari kwa ozi. Lichikwazi saa oza kare. Mkoma wangu. Anunzi baba walibati. Variku Zimbabwe. Vari kwa mutari kwa ozi, vanozi mkomalama, lechikwazi saa yose muri ya Zimbabwe, lechishu ila, chiti muwe ni kisimusi ya kanaka. mwene kisimuzi ya kanaka na chikwazao baba wangu anondibereka ndichivashuwirawo kisimuzi ya kanaka avanoonekwa vari ku Mozambiki vanonzi baba vachikumbeza vachivashira pamwe chete namai nehama dzose pamwe chete nemhuri yangu nemudzimai wangu nemwana anonzi Salvadori tinovashuwira kisimuzi ya kanaka tichiti Mwari wekudenga atichengeta tasviswa nenyaya dzavo muwe nekisimusi yakanaka ndatenda hangu
Mariko pastudio 7 nyabu aini zvanoda kuti ipi krismasi namuchimbiri wangu pachingapu tichichimisawara next time ndouyavo kuinoenda kuona wauya nekorona but ndinokwamba kunguva ndouyawo mama musawara ndichi kuvasikuru vangu vanhasi Selina naNyasha ndichi muri sei ipi ipi
Mwari akiitirei zvakanaka ukoko nevamwe vose vari vano muSouth Africa ninga vapedze nemazita ndinongoti hama neshamwari mose unotinofara zvikuru ivai nekisimusi negoredzva zvakanaka muchenjere zvirwere musanitaize nemamaski muise mamaski kunyange muchifara muzuva rekrisimasi isai mamaski nekusanitaiza nokuti chirwere chiri kuuraya tinotenda ndimai Maria mai Cristiano mai W Komeli kuno kuSouth Africa kwamafunzo ako goredzva nekisimusi.
There you are, Taranoka. A lot message. Yes.
Exactly. You notice, you hear the optimism though.
Yes.
In spite of everything, I mean, this is one thing, this is one trait about the Zimbabweans that I have always admired. It doesn't matter where you go. There's always this sense of optimism in spite of all the difficulties they are facing. And that is very, very, very unique, if I may say.
We're happy that you are joined by one of our guests, and that is Reverend Hussein Isbanda. Reverend Hussein Isbanda, welcome to the program.
Well, thank you so much, Gibbs and Jonga. I'm very much excited to be here with you.
Yes, he's Taranoka Wande. So.
Oh, Taranoka, oh, sorry, Taranoka, yes. Hi, Taranoka, how are you?
No, I'm fine.
Thank you.
I'm
good.
Yes, it's Christmas Day today. What's your message, and what are people doing in Bulawayo?
Well, we have a lot of family gatherings. Most people are meeting in small groups as families, less traveling. In the morning, of course, it was busy. Some people doing last-minute shopping. I was there in town in the morning. Most of the shops were still open, except the big ones. But, you know, people could get basics that they needed from the shops. And they were preparing, a lot of them, buying meat, buying drinks. And like what you guys were saying, people are in a very difficult situation, but very optimistic. But however, I want to point out that that's not the big population. A lot of people are at home, most of them without food, without money, because 2020 has been very difficult. The jobs, most people have lost their jobs. Most people, in terms of getting basics, they are struggling. Yesterday, we had to take food to some families that we know, about four families that I had to take food to so that they could also have a good Christmas. So the situation is not as easy as it looks, but people are very optimistic. A lot of them have traveled again to the rural areas where it's a bit much more easier and cheaper for people to, you know, to have a Christmas and a holiday.
Yes, go ahead, Talonoka. Sorry, I think your mic was muted a little bit. Just hold on. Let's see. Yes, quiet now, quiet.
Right. I was saying that you mentioned that the larger population, the larger number of people are out in the rural areas. Given our tradition of always celebrating, whether it's a death, whether it's a wedding, we feel more comfortable expressing our feelings when we are gathered. And this is going to be a very trying time, considering the pandemic that is actually telling us to stay apart. What have you noticed in town? Okay, we can understand that in towns, people are always gathered together anyway in a smaller place. What have you noticed? What is the attitude of the people in town who are used to being together, drinking together, doing things together, unlike people in the rural areas who have a choice whether to mix, to mingle, or not to mingle? In towns, it's totally different. What have you noticed, Reverend?
I think this time it's a muted Christmas, I would say. By this time, you know, I went to Luveve. I drove to Luveve from town, which means that I passed through most of the suburbs. You really don't have that, you know, loud noise, loud music. It's there, but it's muted. It's not as what it used to be. You know, in the town, the streets will be full of people drinking, rejoicing. It's not there. It's just scattered here and there, mostly because the economy does not allow them. Besides the COVID situation, people don't have the money to, you know, to do that anymore. As Gibbs will tell you here in Bulawayo, people will be having radios outside, Love Mama Jaivana, Soul Brothers, whatnot. It's not there anymore. Simply because there is no money. But secondly, also, the number of people from South Africa is greatly reduced. We should be having lots of people from South Africa. I mean, it's greatly, I would say maybe only having a tenth, if not less. So it's more of Omalaicha, some of them coming through. South African registered cars are very few, are not as much as what, you know, one would expect. Even the people from South Africa diaspora are very limited, which in a sense, ironically, maybe it's a bit better. But our biggest fear is if these people come back, most of them are coming through illegal. And also, as you know, South Africa being South Africa, even the testing, fake certificates of testing and so forth. So the chances of taking COVID from that side and bringing it here, it's very high. But also the danger we have now is people who left the urban area going to the rural could also transmit COVID-19. But I'll say, coming back to your question, it's quite a muted Christmas. We don't have the usual large celebrations that we had. Maybe 2-3 years ago, we had very huge celebrations. 2 years ago, but now, it's 2017, we had very big celebrations all over. But now there's nothing, to be honest.
And one day we've got Reverend Mthombeni as well. Rafael Mthombeni is always featuring in our Sunday shows. Welcome to the program, Reverend Mthombeni.
Hello.
So tell us a bit about Christmas down there in Texas. What's going on there?
Oh, it basically is the almost the same with what Reverend Sbanda is referring to in Zimbabwe. Mm-hmm. The Christmas is kind of like quiet. It's not there's not much activity that we usually know. What I can tell you is that in my place here, where we live, I live just outside town, which is a few kilometers outside town. And it's a norm that most families would come out of town and be with us over here at Christmas by this time. So we say not this time. We are keeping to ourselves. So that's the difference that we see, which is right to do, because we don't want to mix and mingle with people that we are not very familiar with. So it is small. I don't know about other cultures and other people around, but for this African diaspora, we decided not to converge and meet and be like we used to do.
Yeah.
In a gold today, but we said, no, let us postpone it to maybe next year or the year other, we don't know.
Yes, can you tell us in the beginning of the year that we will take this?
Yeah, lapha eTexas lakho kuphose kuyafana lalokho esikuzwayo ngomfundisi uSibanda ukuthi kuncinyane kuthule akula kuphithizela njengalokho esikwejayele. Asethi thina sihlezi nje ngaphandle kwedolobho mbijana. Kwandileke ukuthi amakhisimusi wonke abantu baphume edolobheni befuna ukubuya lapha, ngoba singathi nje kuse eplazini kancane lapho esihlala khona. Kuba mnandi nxa kuyisona esisikhathi ukuthi abantu ngabe bagcwala phandle lapha, sihlinze imbuzi sisoseza ngaphakathi. Kodwa ke hayi, lo nyaka no sivumelene njenge-community ukuthi khona hayi yilo lalowo madoda kahlale emzini wakhe labantu bakhe. So kuncinyane sibili akulanto emangalisayo ephithizelayo ejayele ukuba khona.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu baba umfundisi, ubambe khona apho ngayikhatshana. So one day we've got Dr. Sibiso Ranga. Welcome to the program, Dr. Ranga.
Hi, Gibbs. Thank you. Thanks for having me. Merry Christmas to everyone.
Merry Christmas to you too.
Magadi, Dr. Ranga.
Tagasimba, Mr. Wande. Magadi, enyo.
Muloshanga pa Christmas.
Kuna zororo kuno kuku, North Carolina. Because it's patala shaka zara, zirukuda machiremba ni manesi, awita wa shoma.
Chicha mungati taurina Dr. Ranga, pamusoro pemaniriro akaita zvinhu nenyaya yeCOVID-19. Uye chicha muri kuona kuvanhu vanouya kuchipatara ikoko nyange vasiri zvavo yeCOVID-19. Pane mutsauko wamuri kuona, mutsauko wacho ndoupi?
Chatiri kuona nhasi muno muchipatara, it's business as usual. Zangazi kutaurwa nevamwe kuti it's kind of a muted celebration. Those atiri kuona kuno ku Charlotte, North Carolina. Vanhu vari muchipatara and hama dzinokwanisa kuya kuzovhakacha, but munhu one per day. And vanhu vazhinji varwere vakatongo mirira kuti vabude muchipatara because otherwise hapana celebration yakanyanya iri kuitika. Because vanhu vari kufunga COVID, vari kufunga kuti havasi kukwanisa kusangana semhuri. And it's just one of those unique Christmas celebrations. So muzvipatara usually vanenge vachipa chikafu kuvashandi and so forth, a lot of celebratory mood. We are not seeing a lot of that this year.
So looking at how things are going, you know, do you think people are going to have a good Christmas this year?
I think this is one of those Christmases which will be very memorable because people stayed away from each other for a good reason. This is probably the one Christmas where people feel some kind of, you know, they don't feel bad for not being with their loved ones. So usually we would find that on Christmas Day, a lot of people are off work. They come to visit the sick in the hospital. You know, they'll be filling up the room. That's not happening this year. So Christmas is going to be a good Christmas for a lot of people in the fact that, you know, we are alive, we have good health. But there are a lot of people who have lost loved ones because of COVID-19. And also, you know, from other dying from other diseases. So this is a very, very unique Christmas that we are hoping is not going to be repeated next year, since we now have the vaccine and people are getting vaccinated.
Thank you so much. And hold on there, Dr. Ranga. We also have Reverend Kenneth Mutata, who is in Harare. Welcome to the program, Reverend.
Thank you very much, Gibbs, and Merry Christmas to you guys, and we hope you manage to celebrate even though you are busy.
Yes, so we are at work right now, and I know my friend Tananuka one day wants to go outside and play, you know, but he can't because of COVID. One day, go ahead, sir.
Dziri kufamba ndatoona patanga chipfuura apo kuchero maqimbi ariko.
Ngendwe musadaro. Reverend Tata, chicha muri kuona kumusha.
I think matauriro ari kuitwa nevamwe ndiwawo kuti ino yanga iri Christmas iri subdued. But ndangandiri kumberengwa nhasi ndaona vamwe vanga vachi celebrate vachinda pa townships vachinda kuno celebrate. It's surprising, no mask, no social distancing, makombi ari kubva kuna West Nicholson achinda kuna Masase, they are packed. And but on my way I came across a group of women who are picking maqimbi in the forest. For them, this is more important. They are looking for how they prepare for their livelihoods come 2021. 2020 for them is gone. It looks like they are not putting so much attention to Christmas here, Goreri no one day.
Yeah,
yes, I mangele kota ngibona ngabantu abathi iChristmas izodliwa njani uma kungekho ukudla. Kungcono silungisele impilo yakusasa. So ngibe ngibuzile ukuthi manje lizoyenza njani la macimbi lawo bathi hayi sizowa tengisa 450 rand a bucket silungisele imali yama school fees ye next year. So sebelungisela u 2021 ngoba u 2020 vele sephelile abaso asoza sizakale.
Yeah, cela ufake ngesihlona khona ukukhuluma ngakho.
And ndirikutaura kuti va madzimai andaona anga chinunga madora aya ari kutaridza kuti kwavari 2020 gore raenda richagona kubatsirika. Saka chero kupembera Christmas achisi chinhu chakakosha, vari kununga zvavo madora kuitira kuti kana vakamatengesa vano gadzirira ma school fees evana chikoro chivhuriwa akutanga kwegore iri Gibbs.
Wande
moti chekutara kukokora ma ramatikin bika
zvakanaka. Alo Reverend Sibanda, Hussein Sibanda, muve ne Christmas yakanaka.
Siyabonga mfundisi, thank you so much. Lava machimbi niyafuna.
Okay.
Yes, so before you go, Reverend Mchata, before you go, so just give us a word, you know, today's word is Christmas Day.
I think the Christmas means a lot if we take seriously the story of the person who is born on this day we celebrate. Our Lord Jesus Christ is born in a very precarious condition. His life was in danger. His parents had to flee to go to Africa to find protection. And I think it makes a lot of sense if we celebrate Christmas not only as something that is a moment to demonstrate or to show that we are wealthy, we have food, we have everything. But when we also remember the vulnerability that comes with Christmas. And I think we are seeing many people demonstrating or living this vulnerability this Christmas, not only because of COVID-19, but because many people cannot afford. I'm surprised to see that people are even struggling just to find bread to have Christmas because they cannot afford it. You find bread in the shops, but there are many people who could not afford to have bread this Christmas. I think this is a true reflection of the man who is born on this day we celebrate. But also it's a sign of hope for us because it was from this struggle that we got our salvation. And we hope that this struggle will not be in vain for most of these people. One day their life is going to be translated into joy.
Yes, one day, maybe he can say his last word before going. One day, go ahead, sir.
No, and I can start to the program. You could see Vanu Vane Shungu Zukuramba Vachenda Bere, Kunyangu Pakaita Sakoma Tampu Zukakadini, in the city in Dochimuchin, Chandino, Fari Racho Sapawa, and Zimbabwe. Avare kishi matambu tuko sichiwa kakatira suri. Sisi kutaro kwa maita kuti gorerino nyakwe mkundi sisi wanda. Vataura mechepezo kuti gorerino sinu zaka siyana. Pamsoro kwa msengwa uchi kwele chiripo. Uyeze pamsoro pe kutivana. Wana mari matambu tuko ekonomi. Kana makatarisa kwa tuku enda uku. Munofuka kuti zichata nani ele. So kuona kwenyu. Kuti shungu za wani zukura mba wachenda mberi, zinga zika ere, kana sukano nuka kugadzirika.
Vawande, I think nyaya iri pondeo kuti kana uri mukristu chimwe chezunu, chaka kosha kuramba une tariro. Saka ndofunga kuti vakristu wakawanda wari mZimbabwe, vane tariro yekuti zvinhu zvichanaka. Uye zveti karamba tichishanda mibato yatiri kuita yezvino, yekukurudzira kuti vanhu vasaora moyo. Vanhu varambe vane tariro uyezve vachibata kuti tariro iyo igozadziswa. Tinovimba kuti zvinhu zvichanaka. Ndofunga 2021 anenge asingaremi se-2020 sezvatanzwa chiremba vachitaura kuti kwava nemishonga yekuti COVID ingadzira. Asiwo nenyaya yekuti vanhu vakawanda vachatsvaka nzira dzokuti tipedze madambudziko ari kuramba achiremera vanhu vekwedu. Tinovimba kuti 2021 achava kuri nani. Asi kana zvisizvo tinoramba takatsunga tichienda kumberi tichitsvaga masolutions anopedza dambudziko redu.
Thank you very much, Reverend Mchata. Evan, Merry Christmas.
Thank you very much for having me. Merry Christmas to you too.
Thank you so much.
Tinotenda chaizvo, Reverend Mchata. Tinotenda zvikuru.
Bye-bye. So now coming to you, Reverend Hussein Sibanda. So looking at how things are going, you know, do you think things will come right in Zimbabwe and people may have a better Christmas next time?
Yeah, well, I think the main agent for change are the people of Zimbabwe themselves.
yes, as Christians, we have faith, we've got hope that things will change, but it will take the people of Zimbabwe working through that change for themselves, working through that hope to get a better future. We have the ingredients that can give us that. First of all, in 2013, we had a new constitution. We need to campaign for a full implementation of our constitution. If the constitution of Zimbabwe is implemented properly as it is, I believe it will bring prosperity. We have to continue to hold government to account. We have to continue to demand accountability. We have to deal with corruption. All these things are very important in order for us to have a better life tomorrow. Now, we cannot just pray for it. We cannot just hope and sit there. We have to work towards it. It's taken many years. It's taken many people from the liberation struggle up to now. Many people died hoping for a better Zimbabwe. And now this is how many years? 40 years later. We are still hoping, praying about hoping. So I think it will take us to push for that. And one of the things I wanted to say is I'm grateful to spaces like Studio 7, which continue to give, you know, that space for Zimbabweans to express themselves. It's very important. You won't believe it. Studio 7, you know, brings so much relief spaces for people to communicate. I heard the messages that people were sending through. So we also want to congratulate you guys and wish that you continue doing the good work that you are doing. It's part of taking us to where we want to go.
Thank you very much.
Yes, siyabonga kakhulu. Ithemba ilizwi likaNkulunkulu vele lona likhuluma ngokuthemba ngaso sonke isikhathi. Kodwa thina njengamaZimbabweans kumele sinanzelele ukuthi uNkulunkulu wathi ekhulula abantu bakhe eGibhithe wasebenzisa uMose, usebenzisa thina abantu. So kumele thina abantu sithandaze, sibe lethemba, kodwa sisebenze ukwenzela ukuthi sithole iZimbabwe eyabe isile nguquko, iZimbabwe engcono. Silesisekelo sombuso, singaqalisa khona phana ukuthi kasilandelwe. Kumele njalo i-corruption, izinto njenge-corruption ziphele. Njalo ke kuyadingakala kakhulu ukuthi laba abasikhokhelayo, we hold them to account. Kumbe kungabe kungu-chief wakho, kumbe u-councillor, kumbe u-MP, kababe held to account even as governors ezihlukeneyo. So kuqakathekile lokhu ukwenzela ukuthi iZimbabwe yethu esayilwelayo, silwele impi yenkululeko kuze kube namhlanje, ibe khona.
Yes, siyamuzwa umfundisi lapha, mbona zani ke.
Njalo siyabonga oStudio 7, liqhubekele phambili. Siyabonga kakhulu labo Studio 7 umsebenzi eliwenzayo. Silifisela inhlanhla lokuthi liqhubekele ku-2021, liqhubekele lisinike isikhala sona esinjengamaZimbabweans ukuthi sikhulume, sizwisisaneni, sithandazele iZimbabwe engcono.
Siyabonga kakhulu ke mfundisi.
Ubonga kakhulu.
Ukholise iKhisimusi khonapho, ngiyakwazi ukuthi kade liwosimbuzi. So kholise
khona. Hayi mnandi imbuzi. So simbuzi, so say izinto eziningi le nyama ngamawoso kuphela.
Yes, kholile mfundisi.
Yeah.
So we still have Reverend Mthombeni. Wande, go ahead, sir.
Reverend, Tanga, COVID-19. We are talking about the COVID issue. How much that has this affected your immediate community of worshippers? When you compare this to other times, how are you progressing in spreading the word or preaching to your people during this time? Like we were saying earlier, that Zimbabweans usually want to gather to express their feelings, whether it's sorrowful or whether it's a happy occasion. How are you handling this? What is happening?
Well, lucky enough, in my area where I am in Dallas, we haven't lost any Zimbabwean that I know, but we have some who have been attacked by this pandemic, I mean this COVID-19. They fought through it, and some are fighting through it even now. So it is something that is real. That's one thing that people should know. And we feel like the second wave came even harder than the first wave. The first wave, it came in, but we were more timid than the second wave. But the second wave has more casualties than the first wave, as far as I'm concerned.
Shouldn't it have been the other way around? We should have learned from the first wave that this thing is it's quite interesting. Maybe that is up to Dr. Ranga to explain. But what you are saying, I think it's very, very valid, and it's quite obvious. We've seen that, we've heard about it, and we are still talking about it as of now. It's just a funny situation.
It is, because if you look at the first wave, most people were very conscious. There was sanitizing, the spreading of places and stuff like that. But on the second wave, it's like people are used to it. It's like they are, you know, people sometimes, they are a little more conscious.
That's a very dangerous development.
Exactly. That's what I see. So maybe doctor can tell us more about that. But what I see around us is exactly that. So what we tell people is that, please, let us mask. Mask. And we try to do that. There is a great improvement in the areas of masks in Texas, because initially on the first wave, there was a certain group of people who didn't mask at all. For example, at my work, one person comes to me and say, "Why are you putting this on?" And then I said, "I'm putting it on to protect you and protect myself." What that person was communicating to me was, "Why do you put a mask here? We don't need masks here." You know, that kind of attitude. And then, but this time around, it looks like even in shops and stores, in big stores and around, there are more people that you see with masks than before. Maybe they are late. I don't know.
Thank you for that, Reverend Mthombeni. Just hold on. Don't go away. So we still have Dr. Ranga. So maybe Dr. Ranga can explain some of these things. Go ahead, Doctor.
Thank you, Gibbs. I couldn't put it better than what Reverend Mthombeni is saying. What's happening is that, yes, a lot of people are dying quietly. And as Reverend Mthombeni is saying, people kind of are getting used to a very dangerous thing. So I can give an example of what happened with HIV/AIDS. You know, when it started, you know, everyone in the world was very alert. People did what they needed to do, like here in America, in the United Kingdom. But unfortunately, you know, our people in Zimbabwe, sub-Saharan Africa, life continued as usual. A lot of times because people were skeptical, they were not sure, they didn't have the correct information. And meanwhile, you know, the disease was spreading in those communities. So the same concept is happening now with COVID-19. So when it started, you know, obviously the heavily congested areas like New York City, they got hit very hard. But sparsely populated states like southern states, midwestern states, they kind of survived the first wave. However, you know, with COVID or any of these communicable diseases, it's like everyone is in a hot balloon, you know, with steam. So, you know, the water starts on one end of the balloon, and as long as you supply heat, everyone can, you know, eventually get affected. So that's why we see now in Texas, we see in places like North Dakota, Utah, and so forth, that California, which survived the first wave pretty well, now that people could move around when we opened up the economy, thinking that, you know, whether we did it because we thought we just couldn't wait or we thought we had things under control. We opened up the economy, but some people were not observing the basic things that we have been talking about the whole time. You know, social distancing, face masks, avoiding crowds, basic hygiene, you know, quarantining, things like that. So since we opened up the whole country in the United States here, what it meant was the disease could spread much faster throughout the country, particularly in congested areas. And I think California, they have passed the 2 million mark now in terms of number of infections, and they have almost run out of intensive care unit beds because it's just this bed. The good part is that we now know much more about the disease in terms of treatment that can help and what we can do to prevent it. And now we have the vaccine, which is, in my opinion, our best hope. But until everyone gets vaccinated, we still need to practice those basic things like hand hygiene, social distancing, face masks, and the like. Thank you.
Thank you very much. One day we've got some message from one of the singers who is based in Germany, but right now she is in Zimbabwe, and that is Noma Tamsanga Ngwali Mkwananzi. She's got a message for us. Let's listen to what she's saying.
Yaola milolo, yaola milolo, yaola milolo le kanyana. Sanibonani, sanibonani. Umhlaba wonke jikelele, ngoba useAmerica, ngoba useCanada, ngoba useGermany, ngoba ngaphi. Yimi owenu uNkwali. Ngithi kini Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Siphile esikhathini esinzima kakhulu, silahlekelwe izihlobo nabangani, kodwa singalahleni ithemba. Sigeze izandla, sikhumbule ukugqoka amamaski ngaso sonke isikhathi. Sikhumbule ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukhona njalo uyasithanda. Singaphunguthi isikhala lesithayi, impilo sivile ekucineni, kodwa hhayi sibe le themba. Sivikele ugogo, sivikele ukhulu, sivikele izihlobo zethu ezilethukela nababele imikhuhlane eminye enzima ukuthi xaba ngabanye umkhuhlane we-COVID-19 ehlule ukucontroleka. Kodwa kathi singithi kini, asibe nekhisimusi enhle, sinathe lathi sinanzelela, sidrayive kuhle emgwaqweni. Ngithi kini ngiyalithanda, ngithanda kakhulu. Ngithi khona ichange ingoma yami entsha ethi sithanda same, sithanda same. I-password yakho uyamnika yini umkakho? Umkakho uyawunika yini i-password yakho? Sithanda same, senisengafikilanga mina lawe sihlanganise sibe moya munye, sibe moya munye. I-password yami ngeyakho, eyakho njalo ngeyami. Merry Christmas and a happy new year.
She's provoking a situation here. She's got a new album, you know, Temba.
She has a very lovely voice.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah.
She's one person who has been singing throughout her life. She started her career with IASA, Inkululeko Yabatsha School of Arts. So she's really doing well. So now let's go to the other issue. You know, the messages that we're getting from people, we've got a set of them now. Let's listen to what some other people are saying about Christmas. Here we go.
Kamalamu mncedisi Ndlovu mphumalapha necholocho sigabeni saboshaba. Ndandikubingelela umama ongizalayo uNabhonita lemuli yami unkosikazi wami uMachuma Faith Ndlovu Proud Ndlovu Princess Ndlovu philisani moyo. Ngiyalibingelela lonke ekhaya, ngithi libe losuku oluhle namhlanje, libe le Christmas enhle.
Mi yeah, happy happy khisimusi nomnyaka omutsha kini nonke ihlobo kumagumba amane omhlaba. sifisele into ezinhle thanda hlobo zami khona ngabalaba edaluka egohole siyabonga moveni ngwenya edaluka
sanibonani kustudio 7 ubaba umpofu lo okhulumayo Isaac Jiji fisela umhlaba wonke abantu uChristmas omuhle noNew Year omuhle mhlawumbe umnyaka ozayo siphile ngcono kunalo obusihlupha kangaka ngomoya lo oCovid ngibe sengifisela iAfrika yonke ilizwe lakithi umhlaba wakithi omuhle esawuphiwa uNkulunkulu ophethe yonke into into zonke imali zifuna zikhona eAfrika ngibe sengifisela lelizwe lakithi laseZimbabwe ungani uNkulunkulu engaze lingenele libe right labantu abadla iChristmas khona eZimbabwe bayidle kahle ngomoya engcwele ngibe sengicina ke ngabafowethu lesigaba sakithi sakomadabe abafowethu bonke abantu bakompofu nabakumalumama bakoncube ungani uNkulunkulu engabasiza amen.
Magadini Muria eZimbabwe ndinoti patients magara apa ndiri kwazisawo mudhara wangu Pelani Magaraba ndichikwazisa muri ese kwamagaraba ndichikwazisa kuti muri kwa kubolingecheng kwamurei ko David Murei ndisekuru vangu ndichikwazisa futi elements yana makuva ari kwamurei wako nemuri ese kwamakuva ndichikwazisa futi Eria Manyaira ndiyate zvara vangu nemhuri yese kwamanyaira natamira nashetaropafadzwa manyaira ndo mhuri yangu ndinovasuvira Christmas yakanaka New Year yakanaka ndinotipinde mugore itira zvakanaka ndinotenda hangu
pastudio 7 murisei paboda beti bridge makwikwao alenda juma wani 2 days 3 days viripo pakaipa rikutangira mesina pachena sita dziri kuuya basa richipisa mvura yacho apa isotobatika zvekudaro zvinhu zvacho Krisimusi gonei yakatiomei kuenda kumusha kwacho itiri hondo chaiko mazvachekisimuse kuti kukwana munhu uri murodhi wakabva nenguva vanhu vacho hamene zvavari kuita nemasetifiketi ecovid awa anenge aiwakodhesa problem ekuti zvakasunga pakaipa hamene pakudzokapo kuti zvange zvakamira sei ndini sasinjei pajobek paranfontaine ranfontaine apo
makadini paradio Zimbabwe apo wana mukoma dzonga nana mukoma blessing zulu makadini zvenyu haisi kumakara tiri kutaura zvona tinotaura kudai tiri paCape Town apo ndinofarisa hama dzangu wana mai wangu wari kwacheche uko kwari mai ndambu ndichiti muve neChristmas rakanaka Mwari amukomborere ndichifarisa wakoma wangu kubvira kunata kuobei vision praise ningina besi choice na honest noti mwari wakitire nyasha mwenezwe neChristmas rakanaka mangwana ndichindobatazve kwababa munini wangu uko ndichindoti vese vana mai nini wangu nemhuri yavo vaitirwe zvakanaka namwari ndatenda zvangu singakanganwe pacheche chapo
vashamarari vose vestudio 7 ndiri noitwa vamugariri ndiri kuno kuwedza ndinoshuwira kuti muve negoredzva rakanaka nehamo dzangu dzose dzekwamugariri vakoma vana vevana vevakoma vana vangu nevana vevanasikana zevazukuru vose ndinovati muve negoredzva nenyuye yakanaka muve nezuva rakanaka imi vashamarari vestudio 7
Yeah, there you are, one day.
It sounds good.
Yeah, it sounds very, very good. And like we mentioned earlier, their spirits are not dampened. They people just want to move forward. So it's very uplifting to find this kind of attitude in people. But what's striking, though, is the the people in the diaspora, in this case, like in South Africa, you can see how attached they are to their home country. They always wish for the best. In spite of everything, they always wish for the very, very best, and they don't seem to get tired of good expectations.
Yes, you're right. There you are, Tanunoka. I think wonderful music, right?
Wonderful music.
So
wonderful music. Do you know if they have cut an album?
Not really. They're always featuring in our program on Sundays. They are really, really wonderful people.
Yeah, very good.
And Reverend Mtombeni is always there too. And let's give these two gentlemen their last words. 30 seconds each. Reverend Mtombeni, your last word concerning Christmas. 30 seconds.
Yes, I think it's true that Christmas is in 2020 is different. And we should accept it. And please, if it is possible, the families should keep to themselves rather than trying to, mingle and mix and have too many people, which might result in not good result at the end of the day. So I urge the public that they heed to what the doctors and the science is advising, rather than listening to everything that is around them. They should listen to what the advice is about their health. Let us mask our face, mask all the time. All the time. I know the doctor, even when he's in the studio here, he can't resist masking. If the doctors were not masking like what he is doing, we could have lost all of them.
Yeah,
because they are direct contact to these people who are sick. So the mask works. If it didn't work, we couldn't be having doctors and nurses and all these first responders moving around. So we should be careful and do the masking all the time. That's what I advise people at this Christmas.
Thank you so much, Reverend Mtombeni. Your last word, Dr. Ranga, that is less than 10 seconds.
Thank you, Gibbs. And thank you, Reverend Mtombeni. You took the words out of my mouth. I am sharing some space here in one of the team break rooms. So I come across team members here and there. That's why I'm keeping my mask on. The message I have is to say Merry Christmas to everyone wherever you are, and always think COVID-19. So whether you are at a family gathering, whether you are traveling, whether you are in church, whatever you are doing today on Christmas Day, please remember COVID-19, practice COVID-19 safe behavior, face masks, social distancing, basic hygiene, quarantine if you are sick, and plan to get the vaccine as soon as it becomes available to you. Right now, we have two vaccines that have been approved here in the United States, one from Pfizer, the other one from Moderna. That is our ticket to a free life again. So until you get vaccinated, everyone gets vaccinated, keep on your face mask. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Ranga. We wish to take this opportunity to thank our guests, Dr. Simiso Ranga in USA, Reverend Kenneth Mtata, who is in Zimbabwe, Reverend Hussein Spanda, and Reverend Raphael Mtombeni. Signing off is Gibbs Kube in Maryland, saying, have a lovely, lovely Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Over to you, Wambu.
And I'm Tanuno Kawande from Washington, D.C., wishing you a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. Until we meet again, thank you so much.
Good night.